Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Home Minister Amit Shah assures Northeast youth of job opportunities in their region. Lok Sabha takes up discussion on second batch of supplementary demands for grants and Manipur budget. President Draupadi Murmu highlights women's development as key to societal progress. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi, on two-day visit to Mauritius, plants tree as part of Ek Per Ma Ke Naam initiative. Now the news in detail. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Northeast students will not need to leave their region for work. They will get employment opportunities there. Mr. Shah said this while addressing the students from the Northeast at Youth Parliament organized by Students Experience in Interstate Living in New Delhi today.
10 साल के अंदर नॉर्थ ईस्ट के एक भी बच्चे को एक भी युवा को देश के अन्य हिस्से में काम करने के लिए नहीं जाना पड़ेगा नॉर्थ ईस्ट में ही आपको रोजगार हमारा ये बहुत महत्वपूर्ण हिस्सा है और सालों तक विकास से महरूम रह गया बिछड़ गया तो जो लॉस हो गया उसकी पूर्ति करने के लिए ज्यादा इन्वेस्टमेंट करना पड़ेगा वो भी आज हम समझ रहे हैं
Mr. Shah underscored that by 2027, the capitals of all the states in the Northeast will be connected by train, air and road. Emphasizing the need for further investment in the region, he said India's longest rail-cum-road bridge is being planned to be built at the Brahmaputra. Rail line is also being built between Assam and Bhutan, the minister said, also highlighting the organic agriculture in Sikkim. The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the second batch of supplementary demands for grants for 2024-25 and on the Manipur budget. The government has sought Parliament's nod to spend a net additional 51,462 crore rupees in the current financial year. On Manipur budget for 2025-26, the government envisaged expenditure of over 35,103 crore rupees, up from 32,656 crore rupees in the current financial year. Biplab Kumar Deb of BJP said the central government brought development in Manipur with several initiatives and connected the unconnected areas. He said the government has removed the Armed Forces Special Powers Act from 75% of the areas of the Northeast and the region is witnessing peace and development after 2014 due to the efforts of the Modi government. Congress MP from Manipur, MP Alfred Kangam S. Arthur, accused the centre of disproportionately sanctioning projects in the valleys of Manipur, alleging it was ignoring the hills where 95% of the tribal population reside. President Draupadi Murmu today said that the development of women means the development of society. Educated women create a strong society, she said while addressing the 10th convocation of the university in Bathinda.
महिलाओं का विकास समाज के विकास का दर्पण है शिक्षित महिलाएं सुदृढ़ समाज का निर्माण करती हैं मुझे पूरा विश्वास है कि बेटियां विकसित भारत के निर्माण के हमारे सपने को सुंदर स्वरूप प्रदान करेंगे
The president expressed joy that 65% of the total medal winners were women, suggesting five good things to be adopted in life: curiosity, originality, morality, farsightedness, and spontaneity. She noted that ethics is the cornerstone of a meaningful life. She urged the students to base their means of achieving goals on morality. The president expressed confidence that the young students will build a developed India by 2047. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Mauritius this morning on a two-day visit to the island nation. He received a warm welcome by Mauritius Prime Minister Navi Chandra Ramgoolam at the airport. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is grateful to the Mauritius Prime Minister and also expressed profound gratitude for the warm welcome from the Indian community in Mauritius. Later, Mr. Modi paid homage to former President of Mauritius, Sir Anirudh Jugnauth, and former Prime Minister of Mauritius, Sir Sivusagor Ramgoolam, at Sir Sivusagor Ramgoolam Botanic Garden in Pamplemousse. Following the wreath-laying ceremony, Mr. Modi and his Mauritius counterpart planted a tree as part of the Ek Per Ma Ke Naam initiative in the historic garden. Appreciating Navin Ramgoolam's participation in the initiative, he said that it serves as a tribute to nature, motherhood and sustainability. Mr. Modi further noted that the support symbolizes the shared commitment of both countries to fostering a greener and better future. The Election Commission of India has invited suggestions from all national and state political parties by April 30th for any unresolved issues at their respective levels. The Commission has written individual letters to political parties inviting interaction with party presidents and senior members to further strengthen electoral processes within the legal framework. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo has extended greetings to the Sangtam community on the occasion of Chosu Festival. Mr. Ryo wished that the festival, which marks the beginning of the cultivation season, may bring blessings of bountiful harvest, prosperity, harmony, and strengthen the bond of unity. Advisor to the Chief Minister, Dr. Chumben Muri, has emphasized the importance of sustainable cultivation, envisioning it as a means to create employment opportunities. He was addressing the National Stakeholders Workshop on Strengthening Banana Ecosystem for Sustainable Development held under Krishi Swarna Samriddhi Week today at Wokha Town. Regarding the planned banana festival to be held in Wokha, he said it would boost banana production, drive employment and economic growth, and help to address climate change. Dr. Muri called for collaborative efforts from the government, farmers, stakeholders and entrepreneurs to ensure its success. In a proud moment for Nagaland, Wan Mai Kiang from Changlangshu Village, Mon District, has been commissioned as a lieutenant in the Indian Army. Deputy Chief Minister, who is also in charge of home, Wai Paton, extended his heartfelt congratulations to Lieutenant Kiang. The achievement brings pride not only to his family, but also to the people of Nagaland, Mr. Paton said, adding that his dedication, discipline, and perseverance would encourage many young individuals who aspire to serve the nation. Conveying best wishes, Mr. Paton hoped that the lieutenant would continue to uphold the highest ideals of service and duty in his career with the Indian Army. Mr. Kiang is an alumnus of Jiryo Higher Secondary School and was granted the rank of lieutenant on 8 March after completing his cadet training at the Officers Training Academy in Chennai. The wages of khadi artisans will be increased by 20% from April 1st this year. Addressing media in New Delhi, Chairman of the Khadi and Village Industries Commission, Manoj Kumar, said that presently, spinners receive 12 rupees and 50 paisa per hank for spinning on the charkha, which will now be increased to 15 rupees per hank. Mr. Kumar said that over the last 11 years, the government has implemented a historic 275% increase in the wages of khadi artisans. National Health Mission Nagaland is conducting a special screening drive for non-communicable diseases, NCD, till the end of this month. During the drive, free screening for two common NCDs, diabetes and hypertension, is being carried out for individuals above 30 years of age across all health units. This intensified drive aims to ensure widespread NCD screening across all corners of Nagaland. NHM Nagaland has sought support of local leaders, civil societies and community groups to provide citizens with information and resources in this regard. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Home Minister Amit Shah assures Northeast youth of job opportunities in their region. Lok Sabha takes up discussion on second batch of supplementary demands for grants and Manipur budget. President Draupadi Murmu highlights women's development as key to societal progress. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi on two-day visit to Mauritius plants tree as part of Ek Per Maa Ke Naam initiative. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. with the English news. Good night.